MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Dr. Rolf Botha, the Aframat Construction Index. This was the third quarter data released just a little while ago. Rolf, appreciate the early morning time. It was a strong third quarter, particularly relative to the other quarters that we have seen, Q1, Q2 during the year. And no necessarily we need to break out the champagne, but certainly looking good.
Absolutely. I was a little bit by surprise because although the second quarter also provided a lift, it was only on a quarter-on-quarter basis mm-hmm. and not on a year-on-year basis. This time around, it was a significant upward trend on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Double-digit growth in South Africa for any sector has been pretty scarce. You know, ever since state capture, as a matter of fact, and COVID didn't help a lot either. So if we can just continue with this momentum, I was especially encouraged by the fact that Aframat is actually reopening quarries. That mm-hmm. is such mm-hmm. good news to me because if you reopen a quarry, from my perspective, you are creating jobs.
Yeah.
And that's what we desperately need in South Africa. We need to create jobs at any cost, as far as I'm concerned. I don't give a damn whether the inflation rate is 3% or 8%. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. As long as we can create jobs.
And then I agree 100% on that. Something I wanted to pick your brain on when I saw the third quarter GDP data, and that showed that fixed capital formation up 1.6%. That's the first increase since Q3 of 24, but that was only 0.2. So we're really going back to the second quarter of 23. However, you state in this report that, yes, but there's still, frankly, a lack of progress. We're still not seeing enough capital formation in the economy.
It's actually scary, I don't know. You probably covered that roundtable discussion by the guys from GIB, mm-hmm. the engineering guys, a couple of days ago, where they repeated this call. With regard to it's fine, private public sector cooperation, and we have a lot of meetings and pre meetings, but it's time for action. I think the trick is going to be to involve the private sector from the tender stage onwards. Mm-hmm. It is so obvious that at provincial government level, national government level, and local government level, when it comes to a tender for anything related to construction activity, the public sector officials are not necessarily engineers. They haven't necessarily been involved in road building. So the technical specifications for building a road or expanding a road or whatever the case may be, takes them a while to actually study the technical jargon. And it's this postponement that it really is starting to grate the engineering sector in South Africa and the construction sector in general. But we are moving in the right direction without a shadow of doubt.
We are. We see, prime is down 1.5% since the post-COVID peak. It's now at 10.25. We've still got crazy, crazy real rates. But what we are seeing is bond applications pick up. And that certainly does make sense as buying a home, frankly, just becomes cheaper as the MPC has been cutting.
Yes, one of the most beautiful inverse correlations that I've seen in my career, which has spanned several decades, is between the prime rate and the better bond index of home loan applications. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. The minute the prime rate goes up, the bond applications go down and vice versa. The better bond index of home loan applications is rising at a nice pace, although real house prices are still not increasing. But there are so many indicators that are moving in the right direction. The S&P upgrade, the prime rate that has come down. I'm a little bit concerned. The prime rate is still 325 basis points higher than it was just after COVID, when the Monetary Policy Committee, for the first time in ages, did something correct when they lowered the prime rate to 7%. And then they went on a rate hiking spree, thinking that they were part of the Federal Reserve in the U.S.
Yeah, and ramped us all the way to, what, 11.75%. A last question. You mentioned unemployment. It remains perhaps one of the single biggest challenges in our country, plus 30% unemployment. We are, however, seeing the unemployment part of the AFRIMAC construction index moving in the right direction and frankly, looking strong. We can always use more jobs, but that trend is going in the right direction, perhaps.
Yes, I've been telling people all over the country in the last couple of months that in South Africa, you look at a lot of key indicators. It's not where they used to be. It's not where we want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ask them a question, but just ask yourselves whether we are moving in the right direction. And it's amazing to see the percentage of key indicators that are certainly moving in the right direction. As André van Heerden, the CEO of AFRIMAT, sums up, he says, greater cooperation and partnership between government and the private sector is what we need. We're on that road, but we need to, you know, put the foot on the gas. Maybe get Max Verstappen or Lando Norris to come and show us how to go, move a little bit faster. Deregulation. We need deregulation, Simon. You know that as well as I do. I mean, AFRIMAT were caught in limbo for a year because of the competition. And it was so straightforward. That decision could have been taken in weeks, not 12 months. The overregulation, there are too many regulators in this economy. They put them on special leave.
I take your point. And particularly, we are moving in the right direction, but it is slow. It is absolutely slow. And as our previous guest said, sometimes we're going to look, feels like we're taking some steps back, but the trend is there. Dr. Roelof Botha, talking the AFRIMAT Construction Index. Always appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.